Ambassador Knudsen, Madame Emma Ajaj, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to welcome you to the annual Holocaust Memorial Ceremony at the United Nations Office in Geneva, organized in observance of the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victim of the Holocaust. Before we start, just a couple of points. You will hear much better with the casque, with the earpiece. And also, we have the pleasure to have to offer today interpretation in English. This is channel 2. And in French, this is channel 3. En français, le canal 3. People watching the webcast can also select the appropriate channel to hear the audio in one of these two languages. My name is Alessandra Vellucci. I am the director of the United Nations Information Service in Geneva, and it is my privilege to welcome you all to this ceremony held this year under the theme Memory, Dignity, and Justice. The theme highlights the global imperative of the Holocaust education and commemoration in this 21st century. The writing of history and the act of remembering restore dignity and justice to those whom the perpetrators of the Holocaust intended to obliterate. Safeguarding the historical records, remembering the victims, challenging the distortion of history, often expressed in contemporary antisemitism, are critical aspects of claiming justice after these atrocity crimes. We are pleased to welcome today a limited number of guests, unfortunately, in this room. We would like to have everybody here, but because of the health situation, we can't. But we are happy to welcome those of you who are watching us online, and in particular, et je passe au français, ceux qui nous écoutent, thus in spirit and watching this ceremony on your screens. During this ceremony, we will hear from the Director General of the United Nations in Geneva, Tatiana Balovaya, Her Excellency Meirav Eilon Shahar, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Israel to United Nations in Geneva, and Her Excellency Lotte Knudsen, Head of the Permanent Delegation of the European Union to the United Nations in Geneva. Mais nous sommes aussi ravis